Harper Audio presents Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, Mastering the Inner Game of Wealth. Written and read by T. Harv Eker.
There's a secret to success everybody hopes to find. There's a key to the world, and it's mine, all mine. There's a world of opportunity filled with possibility and dreams that I'm gonna find.
People are shocked at the beginning of my seminars, where one of the first things I tell them is, don't believe a word I say. Why would I suggest that? Because I can only speak from my own experience. None of the concepts and insights I share are inherently true or false or right or wrong. They simply reflect my own results and the amazing results I've seen in the lives of thousands and thousands of my students. Having said that, however, I believe that if you use the principles you learn in this recording, you will totally transform your life. Don't just listen to this recording. Listen to it as if your life depended on it. Then try the principles out for yourself. Whatever works, keep doing. Whatever doesn't, you're welcome to throw away. I know I may be biased, but when it comes to money, this may be the most important recording you have ever heard. I understand that's a bold statement, but the fact is, this recording provides the missing link between your desire for success and your achievement of success. As you've probably found out by now, those two can be two different worlds. It all comes down to this. If your subconscious financial blueprint is not set for success, nothing you learn, nothing you know, and nothing you do will make much of a difference. In this recording, I will demystify for you why some people are destined to be rich and others are destined for a life of struggle. You will understand the root causes of success, mediocrity, or financial failure and begin changing your financial future for the better. You will understand how childhood influences shape our financial blueprint and how these influences can lead to self-defeating thoughts and habits. You will experience powerful declarations that will help you replace your non-supportive ways of thinking with mental wealth files so that you think and succeed just as rich people do. You will also learn practical, step-by-step strategies for increasing your income and building wealth. In the first part of this recording, I will explain how each of us are taught and conditioned to think and act when it comes to money, and will outline key strategies for interceding and revising our mental money blueprint. In part two, I will examine in greater depth the differences between how rich, middle class, and poor people think, and share with you what I like to call wealth files, and the resulting actions you should take that will lead to lasting and permanent changes in your life and your wealth. So what's my experience? Where am I coming from? Was I always successful? I wish. Like many of you, I supposedly had a lot of potential, but had little to show for it. I read all the books, listened to all the tapes, and went to all the seminars. I really, really, really wanted to be successful. I don't know whether it was for the money, the freedom, the sense of achievement, or just to prove I was good enough in my parents' eyes, but I was almost always obsessed with becoming a success. During my 20s, I started several different businesses, each with the dream of making my fortune, but my results went from dismal to worse. Then, as luck would have it, I got some advice from an extremely rich friend of my father's. He was at my parents' house playing cards with the boys, and in passing, saw me. This was the third time I'd moved back home, and I was living in the lower-level suite, otherwise known as the basement. I suppose my dad had complained to him of my woeful existence, because when he saw me, he had the sympathy in his eyes usually reserved for the bereaved at a funeral. He said, "Harv, I started in the same way as you, a complete disaster." He went on and said, "But then I got some advice that changed my life, and I'd like to pass it on to you." He said, "If you're not doing as well as you'd like, all that means is that there's something you don't know." Well, Being a brash young man at the time, I thought I knew pretty well everything. But alas, my bank account said something very, very different. So I finally began to listen. My father's friend continued, "Did you know that most rich people think in very similar ways?" I said, "No, I never really considered that." To which he replied, "It's not an exact science, but for the most part, rich people think a certain way, and poor people think a completely different way, and those ways of thinking determine their actions and therefore determine their results." He went on, "Harv, if you thought the way rich people do, and did what rich people do, do you believe you could become rich too?" Well, nothing else was working in my life, so I figured what the heck and threw myself wholeheartedly into studying rich people and how they think. I learned everything I could about the inner workings of the mind, but concentrated primarily on the psychology of money and success. I discovered that it was true. Rich people really do think differently from poor and even middle-class people. Eventually, I became aware of how my own thoughts were holding me back from wealth. More important, I learned several powerful techniques and strategies to actually recondition my mind so that I would think in the same ways that rich people do. Finally, I said, "Enough yakking about it. Let's put it to the test." I decided to attempt yet another business. Because I was really into health and exercise, I opened one of the first retail fitness stores in all of North America. I didn't have any money, so I had to borrow $2,000 on my Visa card to get the business started. I began using what I'd learned in modeling rich people, both in terms of their business strategies and their thinking strategies. The first thing I did was commit to my success and playing to win. I swore I would focus and never even consider leaving this business until I was a millionaire or more. I also began challenging my mental approach whenever I began thinking in financially negative or counterproductive ways. In the past, I'd believed that whatever my mind said was truth. I learned, however, that in many, many ways, my mind was my biggest obstacle to success. I chose not to entertain thoughts that did not empower me towards my vision of wealth. I used every one of the principles you are going to learn in this recording. Did it work? Boy, did it work. The business was so successful that I was able to open 10 stores in only 2.5 years. I then sold half the company's shares to a Fortune 500 company for $1.6 million. After that, I moved to sunny San Diego. I took a couple of years off to refine my strategies and began doing some one-on-one business consulting. Well, I guess it was pretty effective for people because they kept bringing friends and partners and associates to our sessions. Soon, I was coaching 1-on-2, 1-on-5, 1-on-10, sometimes 20 people at a time. Then, one of my clients suggested that I might as well open up a school. I thought that was a great idea, so I did. I founded the Street Smart Business School and taught thousands and thousands of people all across North America Street Smart Business strategies for high-speed success. And as I traveled across the country giving my seminars, I noticed something. I noticed something very, 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 very strange. In that you could have two people sitting side by side in exactly the same room, learning exactly the same principles and strategies, and one person would take these tools and they would skyrocket to success. But what do you think might happen to the person sitting maybe right beside them? The answer is, not a heck of a lot. And that's when it became obvious once again that you can have the greatest tools in the world, but if you've got a tiny leak in your toolbox, and I'm pointing to my head right now, you've got a problem. And so that's what you're going to learn in this recording. How to master the inner game of money to win the game of money. How to think rich to get rich. You know, people often ask me whether my success was a one-shot deal or whether it has continued. Let me put it this way. Using the exact principles I teach, I have now earned millions and millions of dollars, and I am a multi-millionaire several times over. My investments and business ventures all seem to skyrocket. Some people tell me I have the Midas touch, and you know what? They're right. But what they might not realize is that having the Midas touch is simply another way of saying having a financial blueprint that is set for success. And that's exactly what you will have once you learn the principles and do the work in this recording. It's interesting to note that this audio is not as much about learning as it is about unlearning. It is essential that you recognize how your old ways of thinking and acting have gotten you exactly where you are right now. If you're really rich and happy, fine. But if you're not, I invite you to consider some possibilities that may not fit into your box of what you currently think is right or even appropriate for you. And even though I suggest that you don't believe a word I say, and I want you to test these concepts out in your own life, I'm going to ask you to trust the ideas you are listening to, not because you know me personally, but because thousands and thousands of people have already changed their lives as a result of the principles in this very recording.